Happy Popular Outcast production.
Recording.
Woo, ready?
What's our topic?
I don't know. We can we'll fucking figure it out. We'll
all right.
Yeah.
Make it up as we go.
Episode 28.
Woo! Woohoo!
28. We've made it. We're just over the 6 month hump, people.
That's crazy.
Right? If you've been listening for 6 months, fucking congratulations.
There's something trying to get in the room right now.
There's something trying to get in. This reminds me of the first pop out episode. Where the cat was trying to get in, and Bill just yelled out the door, "This is my job! Cat!"
Is that what that was, the cat?
It's the cat.
That was
She's fine. In Pardon. Heat again.
Oh, awesome.
And before, cats. Yeah, tell us we need to spay and neuter our pets. She doesn't go outside. And we have no idea how old she is, and she's never not in heat enough for us to spare.
Cat.
So in case you didn't notice, this is a girl's... on girls podcast. Right. I almost said girl on girl. Woo! Different podcast.
Somebody called it girl on girl. Who was that? The guy that sent in the little blurb before the Popular Outcast episode.
Oh god, yeah. It was funny.
That was funny.
But it was kind of fucking long. So by the end, I'm like, all right, dude, just fucking wrap it up.
I didn't listen to that.
What are you talking about?
It was funny.
But yeah, that guy, Michael, right?
I think so.
I thought it was Steven.
I can look quick.
It's Jerry.
Or Dave. That's how good with Roscoe. Names I am.
I didn't even read it.
Leroy.
Roscoe Pico.
It was definitely Leroy.
Well, whoever it was awesome.
It was funny.
Thanks for name dropping
David.
Us.
David.
Oh, wow.
Where the fuck did I get Michael? God.
Nope.
So
fail.
So thanks. That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Thank you.
I enjoy being name dropped. Nick Rehack name drops us quite a bit. My depression, he always recommends us on his podcast. So
I haven't listened to that in a while. I need to listen.
I've never listened to it.
It's some stuff, man.
I listened to the first couple, and they were good. I just stopped listening to podcasts for a little while, and then I just started again.
Yeah.
But I've been catching up on all the Jeff and Motions and Popular Outcasts and mixing up with Mike
I just
Carpenter.
Started listening to Popular Outcasts, so beware.
Really?
Started?
What? Oh man!
You never did before.
How far are you in?
I mean, the only episodes I listened to before recently was when my brother and Kevin were on Two-Thirds of the Portable Power podcast. Check them out. I've been listening to the most recent ones that come out. Mm-hmm. I think since I was on, so like not the three that I was on, but the one right after that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to, and then if I have a day that's pretty podcast light, I will go back and I've started at the beginning of the catalog. I skipped the Joey Green episode just because I've heard it was terrible. So
I think I listened to that one. I don't know. My favorite one.
If
was
you
the
didn't
Bev
know
Conrad
what was going
one.
On in it, you'd have no idea what.
Yeah,
was going
like
on
I understand what you were trying to do with the editing, but I've heard it did not fly over well with a lot of
yeah. Maybe if you didn't previously know like what they were actually talking about, you'd have no clue if you listened to the episode.
Maybe I'll go back and put up the unedited version.
You might want to put up like heavy warnings on it though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, good lord.
Because
for
those of you who don't know, Joey Green is he is an abrasive person.
He's an abrasive asshole.
He will say any kind of thing to get a rise out of you.
Yep.
That is his job. He is a professional troll.
I still don't think I've ever met this person.
Yeah, he wasn't at the open mic.
He wasn't?
I didn't see him.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
He said he's above that now.
Right, yeah.
He whatever.
Are you serious?
Because he knows nobody likes him.
Yeah, he actually told us that he's above it, and he doesn't want to do it anymore.
I made it to whatever. My first Mike's, you know, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. I was hoping we would talk about that.
Yeah,
that
was, I was good very time. Excited.
So who remembers the second half of the show?
I think I do. But god damn, those drinks were strong.
Oh my, I know.
Almost like to the point where they were unenjoyable. Like that's like poor I get a drink and I take a drink and it's all vodka and I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
I saw her pouring it in and she poured the vodka and the soda at the exact same time.
Yeah, it was like equal parts.
Like, I don't even know how do you know how much alcohol you're putting in those drinks?
She doesn't.
And they're like $3.
Because
like, are you kidding me?
But there's no way they can make money off of
all the alcohol in the basement is old alcohol they're trying to get rid of.
Well, why?
Oh.
Why?
Well, for the most
part. What is old alcohol?
Well, it's just stuff that like wasn't selling well upstairs.
Oh,
that's why the 24 ounce Yinglings were down there.
Hmm. I'm sorry, but that whipped vodka, they have whipped vodka, which I freaking love, and I don't know, how do you fuck up a vodka drink? Well, you do it by making the drink half vodka.
Yeah, it was good.
And then asking for another can of soda.
Well, yeah, Tucci, I guess Tucci asked for more soda for me or something, because he comes back with like a can of soda and he's like, here, and then the girl's down there laughing at me and shit. I'm like, sorry, dude. Like,
that's a lot of
I'm food. A lightweight, dude, and holy fuck, I got a buzz off one drink.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
I was drunk off one drink. I got a buzz off the first quarter of the drink.
I should have never had anything to drink after my 2 beers. I had two of those 24-ounce Yinglings.
Holy balls, girl.
Jeff had a rum and Coke, which was a similar situation, half rum, half Coke, that I drank like the last quarter of, which was all the fucking alcohol at the bottom.
Yeah, I drank a Jack and a Coke.
And then Kelsey was just like, oh, that thing that Bill has looks really good. Do you want one? I'll get you one, because I'm going to get one too. And I was like, sure, that sounds great.
Because that's what you do when you're drunk.
Drink more. Like, that just sounds tasty.
I drank all of that, and then Kelsey drank all of hers, and Carpenter went up and got Kelsey another Bill Russum, and I drank like half of that, and then I missed most of Andrew Smith's set because I was in the bathroom getting rid of my Bill Russums.
Yeah, she was in there for a while. Like, Lauren and I looked at each other and were like,
you poor thing.
She's puking. Okay?
Yeah, I puked at the Eagles. Woo! Not so much.
Party.
It was bad. I was super drunk. I was trying so hard to hold my shit together.
You weren't messy, though. That's good. No. You weren't sloppy at all.
No, I was like, I have to use all my concentration to walk straight to the bathroom so nobody knows what I'm doing. I went there with the intention to pee. Like, I had to pee a lot. And then I was like, everything is spinning. I need to sit down.
I hate that feeling.
Mm.
Yeah. Poor Aislinn. For everyone out there, though, she handles her liquor very well.
I do. I'm a fucking pro, but Emily, like, had me... Okay, well, no, she didn't have me. I asked to read her zine before she went up to read it, and I was like, I think this is good. I was like, I'm really sorry, but I'm having a hard time making words right now.
There was one point where somebody was up there talking, and Tucci and I looked at each other, and I think we were both like kind of pretty buzzed at the time, and he's like, is it just me, or are you not understanding anything that guy's saying right now? And I was like, I don't understand anything that guy's saying right now.
I remember people who went up, and I remember that they were funny. I remember laughing. I don't remember fuck all of what they said.
Yeah.
Like, I know Nick Rehak closed out the night, and he was goddamn hilarious.
Yeah, he was.
I remember laughing.
Yeah.
I have no idea what the fuck he talked about.
I remember Bill falling on the floor laughing.
Yeah.
That was
Lenny Rubin's set. He was reading that
log. Oh, God.
The what?
Yes.
From How I Met Your Mother. And, like, out of nowhere, he was like, and Mitchell. And I was like, who the fuck is Mitchell?
You know what? That was really weird, because I was sitting there listening to that, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all the names are from How I Met Your Mother. Like, what? And I'm looking at Tucci, and I'm like,
is that
on purpose?
Not
understanding what was going on, but all those names, I'm like, Marshall? I'm like,
Lily?
Lily? Like, who?
Ted? What the?
But I don't even remember at this point, like, what he even said.
I don't remember any
of the
actual...
It was really fucking complicated.
It was really complicated, and I was like, this is why I'm not a lawyer. I don't understand any of what you just said.
It was a question from the bar.
Yeah, it was a question from the bar exam.
Yeah, and I remember it was after second intermission, it was, I think it was Emily, Lenny, Andrew Smith, Nick Rehak, and Kevin Brocious. I think they were the five that closed out the night.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember them all going, and I remember being like, "Ha, you guys are awesome! This is so funny." I don't remember what they said.
I just remember, I remember the 17-year-olds that went early on, and just sitting there like the whole time, like almost every joke, I'm like, well, you can fucking tell they're 17 years old because right? they don't know dick about dick.
Like, fucking know talking about having to wear a hazmat suit for anal sex. I'm like, you don't understand the dynamics of anal sex.
What is wrong with
all.
You? Yeah. I know. And the I'm 17. I'm a sexual prime, and I'm like,
no, he said
not.
It about a girl. He was like,
oh, a girl
he said
that
he
their
was
sexual
talking
prime.
To a 16-year-old girl, and even... she was, and he's like, girl, you in your sexual prime, and I'm like choked no. on my drink when he said that. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? I mean.
Me?
Like, there is no age to sexual prime. It's all about like how comfortable you are all with right. your body and asking for the shit that you want.
Yeah,
but which women typically don't hit till like their 30s.
Yeah,
but
like, what 16-year-old girl knows what the fuck she wants right? out of sex? Like knows what she likes and like knows.
I was
and what 17-year-old guy knows how to have sex right? You know,
God, like, I know.
Honestly,
but, like, I loved Kelsey's response to
oh,
it.
I know.
I love just Kelsey.
That was and yeah. someday you will accept anal sex for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to walk up to that guy and be like, sweetheart, I never had an orgasm until in my mid-20s mm-hmm. because I didn't know what it was yeah. at 17.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Dude, you got a lot to learn so there,
you're
kiddo.
Not as good as you think you are, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, that
you're
was
not
just funny.
Wowing women.
I don't even remember what it was in reference to, but that kid that looked like fucking like Michael Cera had sex with Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. Cera, Jesse Eisenberg.
You know who I'm talking about? The kid with like the super curly shaggy hair.
Mm-hmm. Louis C.K. Jr. is what we
right?
were calling him.
Was he the first one that was up? The first 17-year-old?
No. He was the one that was incredibly comfortable, and he's close.
Yeah, couple.
Wasn't he the one that said about the 17-year-old girl in her sexual prime, though?
I think it was either him or Ben. It was one of those yeah. two.
Who
but,
was the one in the conductor hat?
I don't remember. That kid was funny.
Yeah,
he
I liked
was
that
very
kid.
Funny.
But I don't remember what the context was, but I just remember the one kid saying something about a squadron of pussy. And yes. I was just like,
what does it even
what?
Mean?
What? What?
There was a squadron. I think Kelsey commented on that.
Yeah,
too,
that was that was the last line to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, hers
act.
Was the best. That was funny because she yeah. like commented on every single
she
thing
was just
that pissed
there with
me
her
off
phone
about.
Like, I'm going to comment on that.
Yeah, she was like she was taking notes on like everybody's set. It was
and then
great.
After she had enough drink, she's like, "I'm going to comment on everybody. All right, are you ready?" This
was,
is what I think
great.
Of everybody.
And I love her stand-up persona.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she is very reminiscent of like a Maria Bamford character.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's tweaking it a lot. I wasn't mm-hmm. so sure at first when she did it. Not this time, but the last time that she did it. I was like, I don't know if I like this so much. But this time she's tweaked it enough that I'm really starting to understand it. And I really get it.
Yeah.
It's yeah, really her good. Her very...
her the, sexual...
And the very, just very deadpan way she kind of does it.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoy her, the way she does her stand-up. It's funny. She's yeah. funny. She's adorable.
She is. Everybody loves her.
Yep.
Everybody. And she lives in my house now.
Aren't you lucky?
I am. I get to hang out with Kelsey whenever she's not working, which isn't often.
I remember that. Yeah.
She works yeah. at that. Does she work at that restaurant you guys are always bitching about?
Yep.
Okay.
The place that's got the giant bird mascot.
The shitty food.
They have burgers.
Really yes. bad burgers. Bad, bad burgers.
You do the math.
You get it.
We haven't been there in a
you
few
understand.
Years.
Yeah. Ever since I found out, oh, Bill, I don't know if this is going to put you off of things. I mean, I know you guys already don't go there, but I recently found out there is chicken in almost fucking everything.
There's chicken broth.
The potato
for a
soup,
lot of stuff.
Chicken broth. Yeah. There is like chicken enzyme extract shit in almost all of the buns.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think the only one that doesn't have it is, like, the whole wheat bun. It's, like, I don't remember. It's some kind of enzyme that is, like, derived from chickens.
Wow.
Because I found this out researching, like, what is safe to eat at Red Robin ever since I found out, like, the staff has been fucking lying. Which the managers told them to lie. Like,
so the staff actually knew, and they,
like, the wait staff didn't know, like, honestly didn't know that the potato soup wasn't vegetarian. Like, Kelsey called them out on it. She's like, you know, that is not vegetarian friendly. That's got chicken in it. And they're like, well, no, the manager said it's vegetarian. And she's like, no, it's not.
It has chicken broth, so it's not vegetarian.
Yeah. And I was like, I have been fucking lied to. Yeah.
Okay, blow that place up now so nobody...
Seriously.
Screw it.
We're going to burn it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burn this motherfucker down.
Phil knows, though, that, like, when I make soup at home, I do actually use a chicken broth, but I have to, because if you look at the sodium content between chicken broth and vegetable broth, chicken is like half.
And now tell them how much I eat your soup.
I haven't made soup.
Yeah.
You could
so you won't even eat poultry, even broth, like, because that doesn't have the...
I just don't like
it. I really didn't want to wreck your day, Bill. No, and right. I debated telling you this, but I'm like, this is something you should know.
Yeah, we don't definitely. Even eat there anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. I'll
and honestly, like, when I make...
They're on the Wendy's list now. Never again.
You have been slighted.
Yeah. I've tweaked a lot of my recipes that I don't even use the broth anymore.
Never again.
That's good.
Yeah. Now I do, like, broccoli soup straight from just broccoli and cheese and stuff, so... It's all vegetarian.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. I've tweaked it and I've gotten a lot.
Oh my God,
it.
Speaking of broccoli, we just tried quinoa for the first time a couple weeks ago, and we made because I'm the only person in the house that cooks. I mean, no offense, dear. I love you. You try.
But I heard his description on how he makes scrambled eggs, and I was just like sitting there thinking, oh my God, really? Really?
Yeah, just
really?
Break the egg in a pan and kind of like
stir it around. No, Jeff, no. Just put it in a bowl and stir the eggs up. Add a little cold water.
That's how they get fluffy.
Add a little cold water, not even milk. That's it.
I like to use almond milk instead of milk.
Mm.
It makes them really good.
And
the same thing with pancakes. Do it with almond milk instead of regular milk. It's fluffier.
I used to make almond milk.
It takes a
like
little
vanilla
bit.
Almond milk.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit, the unsweetened stuff. Just a little bit, and it adds like a little bit of the nutty flavor to it. Makes fantastic.
I need to get a nut bag because cheesecloth
wasn't
working out. They make specific like nut milk bags for making nut milk.
Nut milk,
which the almond milk was really fucking good. I enjoyed it, but it's super hard to make, so
sorry.
I quit making
it.
I know, right? Dude, it's funny. Nut milk. Come on, we're 12.
Anywho, what were you saying about your?
Oh yeah, we made
quinoa.
Quinoa, yeah, and it was actually really good.
It's delicious.
It's a very delicious. It's a grain.
It's a grain.
Okay.
But it's got sketchy origins. They're kind of like it grows primarily in South America, but they're kind of like over harvesting it for the U.S., so it's leaving like the dependent native people destitute when it comes to their diet staple. Like, they built their diet around this grain, and now, like, we're over-harvesting, and they're getting, like, shit.
Sounds like us.
They are attempting to grow it in the Rockies, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we like that. I don't make it a whole lot, but now AJ's going... we're doing gluten-free for him now.
Well, there shouldn't be any gluten in that.
No, there's no gluten in that. But I don't make that. I've been making just a lot of brown rice. A lot of brown rice pasta.
I try. I can't do brown rice, man. I hate the taste of brown rice. Yeah.
I don't mind it.
I find it gummy.
That too.
Yeah.
I do a lot of like jasmine rice.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Not like straight up just like, you know, dehydrated white rice.
Right.
White rice with some personality.
Yeah, I actually went up. I got up to the natural food and garden store in Lewisburg and bought a whole bunch of gluten-free crap. And I got Bob's Red Mill makes a whole bunch of different like gluten-free stuff. And I got a chocolate chip cookie mix.
Ooh,
and it was
shit.
They were actually pretty good. AJ's been like housing them. He can't stop eating them. Yeah, so they're almost gone, and I just made them 2 days ago. So they weren't actually too bad, but I found some recipes online for other cookies. I got stuff to make lemon ginger cookies for him next week. See if he likes those.
That sounds delicious.
But yeah, so I'm not really following the gluten-free thing, obviously, because there's probably gluten in half these things. Well,
there may not be fucking gluten in the strawberries.
No, not that.
Like
cookie, the cookies and the
Monsanto
crackers.
Monsanto has gone too far.
They're fattening us up.
Oh, well. I just got that to dip
it's
the
like,
strawberries in.
Fucking Supernatural with the the Leviathans trying to make everybody like fat and complacent.
Yeah. Oh.
It is Monsanto.
This is gluten-free.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I just grabbed it. But yeah, so we've been doing that. But yeah, quinoa's good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't have that before.
Meant to, but I didn't really like know how to like make it or like what do I do with it, and I have this awesome cookbook which I fucking love. Jeff's uncle got it for us a few years ago. It's the 5-ingredient vegetarian gourmet.
Nice.
Ooh,
and yeah. Like it's got tons of recipes separated by like grains, potatoes, there's like pizza and all kinds of different shit, and it's all 5 ingredients or less, and every recipe also has a vegan option. It's like, if you want to do this vegan, sub this for this. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool, and I use it a lot, but...
That's cool.
Yeah, so I got the casserole recipe. It was delicious.
I'm so lazy with cooking. All I ever really make for him for dinner is, like, pasta with meat. Well, he has his veggie juice.
Yeah. But
he's really... That's all he wants. He wants simple. Like, simple is better for him, so... That's what I do. I brown meat. He has it with pasta and sauce or over rice, and then his veggie juice. So whatever. I don't like to cook. I like to cook, but he doesn't like.
I have a love-hate relationship with it. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make all of the food. And I'm like, God, I don't even fucking feel like boiling rice right now.
I know.
Let's just order pizza.
I think I've seen my last pizza ordering at the house. We haven't ordered pizza in a long time.
Aw, man.
It's a bummer because I miss pizza. I love it.
Well, one of these times, next time we record, we'll bring a pizza. we'll have pizza and beer night.
Hell yeah.
That would be fun.
It would.
We still have to have a game night, people.
I know. December probably isn't a good month.
Let's go with January.
Yeah.
Same thing for D&D. Good lord. Next two Sundays?
We're going to have to scrap the campaign we're on. Because, everybody's fucking, dropping out.
So you guys get together and play Dungeons & Dragons?
We did. We had, two or three times that we got together and played. And then, Mike Bennett got real busy with juggling Peppers and BJs. And then Isaac... Jeff's brother went back to college, so we lost our sub. So we haven't really been able to play. And
do you have to have cards and stuff for that?
No.
We have our own characters and stuff that we create.
Yeah, you make a character, you have a character sheet, and the card thing is kind of optional. We print out on cardstock paper our abilities, our daily powers and whatnot. There are things you can use once a day, once per battle... And so I don't remember all the rules. Jeff's probably cringing in his nerddom right now. But
we'll stop. Got it all wrong.
You knew how I was when you married me.
You understood. I think it
always sounded interesting. I've never played it though.
It is a lot
of fun.
I would do.
It's
stuff
even more.
Like
it
that.
Was a lot. Most of the fun came from watching Isaac and Jeff go back and forth.
Yeah,
that was the most fun.
Out of all of us, Isaac had the most understanding because he's a super nerd, just like his brother.
Yep.
And, they could talk this out. There was one point, Mike Bennett couldn't come and Bill was late, so Isaac was running two characters.
Very well.
And, yeah.
And helping the rest of us. We didn't know what we were doing.
He would take seconds to, do his turns, and, the rest of us are taking, 5 or 10 minutes. We're like, do I want to do this? This move?
Is there, a book or something you're looking at? Or
Jeff's looking at a
board?
No.
Jeff
sets out the scenario and we have to figure out how to attack or what we want to do.
It's like playing a video game without the video game. The concept, there's a story there and you have to do these actions to progress the story.
And it's different every time you play?
Yeah.
There is a map.
Yeah, there's a map laid out on the table and there's... You can get miniatures. We don't have miniatures because we're not fucking crazy rich. So we just use different colored marble chips to represent the characters or the NPCs, the non-playable characters, like enemies and shit. And Jeff sits behind the Dungeon Master screen, which has all kinds of info on the inside for his reference. And The three main books you need to have to run any campaign is the Player's Guide, the Dungeon Master's Guide, and the Monster Manual. With those three books, you can run fucking anything. But then there's a lot of, like, other ones. There's multiple volumes of, like, the Monster Manual or the Player's Handbook. And there's different things. It's really fucking complicated.
Yeah,
man.
It sounds like it.
It gets nuts.
It does. It's like, what book did I see that in? Find me that book.
Hold on a second. It's fucking fun, though. It's so much fun.
We would order pizza, and we would...
Drink beer
and get silly, and I think the one time Kelsey was in Virginia over the summer, so she played with us over Skype, so we've got, like,
my
laptop set up in the corner so she can, like, see the game board.
Carpenter kept holding her, because like, he thinks that she's adorable, and he's like, I'm gonna put you on my lap.
And 3, 2, 1, we're back!
We're back.
We should put a musical interlude there where we did the cut.
We got off topic.
Yeah, we did. Shit that you, the public, don't need to know about.
Yeah. That was my fault.
Fuck y'all.
Because every time I come over here, I just want to talk to Aislinn and Ashley, not necessarily about stuff that
we want the world to know.
Anyway.
We're bonding over here, man.
Yeah.
It's good times.
It is.
So I had a pretty big...
Bill.
A pretty big disappointment this week.
Oh, yeah.
That I wanted to talk about. I've been kind of like... I'm not mad about it anymore. But it's just one of those situations where I have a friend, someone who I thought was a really good friend. And I still do consider a friend. But like, somebody that just lets you down time and time and time again.
Yeah.
Like, what point do you just give up, you know? This particular person was a friend of mine who offered / was asked to photograph my wedding. And, which was great. And I just got my wedding album last week. And I got married in August of 2012. So it's been a year and 4 months, which, you know, it's cool. I was okay with it, you know. AJ, not so much, but I was all right. You know, I am understanding. I also got my album back, and it had a duplicate picture in it. It had the same picture in it twice.
Oh.
And
I'm guessing you paid for X amount of originals.
The whole situation with this was... She said that she photographed the wedding for a gift for us for the wedding gift.
Sure.
However, AJ paid her $400, and that was her normal fee, and bought her a $250 lens for her camera and a bicycle. $500-$600 on a bike.
I want AJ to buy me a bicycle.
Which was, that was for, like, because we wanted her and her boyfriend to ride with us last year, and they did, you know, like. He wants everybody to ride mountain bikes, so he'll buy people bikes if they need it.
Wow.
So, got her bike. And a couple months ago, she made a comment that kind of, like, struck me, where I asked her how much she normally... I was like, how much did you charge us to shoot our wedding? And she goes, well, I shot your wedding for free. And I was like, oh, I wasn't really aware of that. So I went home and said something to AJ about it. He goes, I freaking paid her. I said, she might have, like, said that she did it for free, but I still paid her because that's the way he is.
Yeah.
So that kind of irritated me, because did she forget that he paid her? Or
was she lying?
Plus gave her the $250 lens for her camera. So anyway, all these months are going by, and I'm like, I keep asking her every few months about my album. Oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 I gotta do it, blah, blah, blah. Finally... I get it, and it's printed in, like, it's the pictures are printed on the pages, bound into an album. It is not like
you can't rearrange.
I can't rearrange pictures. Ooh. I can't move these pictures around. It is printed, and she was like, "Well, I'm not going to charge you for the album. I'm not going to charge you for my time for the album. I'm just going to charge you what it costs." Like, that was supposed to make me feel better. It was still $250, and She refuses to give me a CD. The album alone cost. She refuses to give me a CD with my pictures on it. Like,
and it's a year?
Yeah. Like, I've asked her, I said, like, don't normally when you pay a photographer to take pictures, like, those pictures are yours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She won't give me a CD with all the proofs on it because she doesn't want me printing the pictures out without paying for them.
You paid for them once. They're yours.
That's why you paid the $400.
I thought that too. Like, but I don't know how any of this shit works. So
I'm fairly.
Once you pay, she doesn't own the rights.
But she claims that we didn't pay her. She claims it was a gift. So what the hell do you do?
Does AJ have proof that you paid?
Hell no. He paid everything in cash. Yeah. But I'm not going to, like, bring it. I'm not going to, like, take her to court or anything over it. Yeah. The thing that I figured out that I'm going to do is I'm going to get on, because you can get on her website and I can look at all my proofs and I can order copies of them from the website or tell her which ones I want and she'll order them, which she won't do for, like, a freaking year unless you harass her, like, every day. So basically what I'm going to have to do is log on the website and buy an actual copy of every single one of the pictures that I want to have. You know?
That is so fucked up.
Is it just me, or does it seem like I'm getting dicked around by someone who I thought was a really, really close friend?
Like, this is beyond not fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and just
up.
The fact, and I took the pictures of the two pages in the album of the same photo that was in there twice and sent it to her and kind of I was like laughing about it, and she's like, oh my god, I thought I noticed that when you were looking through the album at my house. And I'm like, but you didn't say anything when we were at your house.
She should have, like,
you noticed it, but you didn't
off.
Say anything. I didn't notice it until I went.
Be like, home. Oh crap, there's a duplicate. Well, I'll just, you know.
Well, I think what I'm going to have to do, and what I told her I was going to do, is order a print of a different picture and just tape it over the other one, which is so freaking cheesy. But what the hell else am I going to do? And AJ didn't notice it. So thank God. Because if he would have noticed it when he was flipping through the book, like, he would have flipped out.
He just saw how pretty you were.
He was crying the whole time. That was
oh god.
He was. It was sad. I was like, babe, even I wasn't crying when I looked at it. But then he started crying, so then I started crying.
I just so, love you was, so much.
You're just so pretty.
That's what he kept saying. He's ridiculous.
Hey, you found a good one, man.
I know I did. But yeah, I've been disappointed. So I actually Googled, like, how to get over disappointment.
Which I think it's basically, like, stupid, like the five stages of grief.
Well, kind of. It was, like, the first was, like, you gotta, like, have your feelings, you know? Like, if you're pissed off, like, be pissed off. Like, have your feelings. Don't dwell on it.
Yeah.
But, and then, like, you gotta, like, put things into perspective. Like, maybe she had all kinds of other stuff going on. So, blah, blah, blah. But it...
For over a year.
Yeah. It was,
I'm going to call shenanigans.
1 year and 4 months.
Yeah.
And I just feel like she didn't.
Even I'm not that busy.
She didn't even take the time to, like, nobody's look at the pictures well enough to not give me a duplicate picture. Yeah. Two pages apart from each other.
She took advantage of the fact that you guys were friends. And
I think that's what it was.
Because I've seen, like, other... She's done some other photography with a pretty quick turnaround.
A lot of other photography with a very quick turnaround. And she posts, like... I don't know. I don't... I'm not going to, like, talk crap about her because...
Yeah, no.
But I'm at the point now where I'm just, like... I'm never going to, like, trust her with any kind of... Anything that has to be done on, like, a time schedule, obviously. So it's just going to have to be, like, one of those...
Well,
it's just a bummer when, like, you feel like you're really close with somebody and then you just feel like let down time and
just gonna
again.
Throw that out there. Jeff's got a minor in photography.
Oh yeah.
And he's got a professional Nikon camera with, like, two lenses.
Well, I will definitely keep that in mind.
Yeah,
if only I would have known that. Oh, I did want to point out, you and Jeff actually are the only people I think made one of our wedding photos in the album.
Score
in the album.
We fucking win.
I think you actually are, aside from, like, my mom and our family, you guys are full on in one of our pictures.
Yes! We're the favorites!
You guys are so cute.
I was like, oh my god, Jeff and Isla made the album! They'll be so happy.
That's awesome.
Aww.
Yeah, see that.
But, yeah.
Whenever we schedule
whenever you decide to come over.
I've been in that
point in my life where I've been disappointed by friends time and time.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
I can't say that I'm mad either, but I was mad the other day.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, yeah. I had a freaking, my best friend all throughout high school. Like, he was my best friend for, like, 7-8 years, like, even after high school. And decided one day, hey, by the way, I actually love you. And we almost started, we kind of started a relationship a little bit, and it was one of those things where, like, we thought about having a relationship, we talked about it for, like, months, and he was actually in a relationship with somebody else, but, and then all of a sudden he was like, you know, no, I'm gonna stay with her and see how that goes. And then the minute that he proposed to her, I'm like, well, we're done. We are fucking done here. No. Like, you are supposed to be, like, that person in my life that's supposed to be my best friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't pull the I love you card and then not go through with it.
Yeah. He told you he loved you and then he was with somebody else at the time?
Yeah.
And then just stayed with her.
Yep.
An idiot.
But they're not together anymore.
Like, yeah, surprise.
Split up, like, soon after that. Like, I guess, like, she broke up with him. He was so... He, like, tried to come to me then. I was like, no, we really are done.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding about this. And I haven't talked to him since.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't. It's not that I'm holding a grudge. I just don't want to be with somebody like that. Like, even friendship or otherwise. You kind of make the decision in your life that you're just like, fuck them.
You gotta do what's best for you, man.
Fuck that. And, like, ever since then, like, the only friend I really have is, like, Kelsey.
I feel you now.
Yeah.
Hey!
I'm my friend first.
No. Like, what the fuck are we? Oh, fine. Well, screw you, Ashley.
Since high school.
We're not friends.
We are friends.
Okay.
We friends. But yeah,
well,
like,
one who I thought was my good friend now freaking totally fucked me over, so now I have no friends now.
I kind of just recently got, like, it was just in the past couple months, like, since we started this, I was like, I kind of do want girlfriends.
I do. The older I get, the more I want. Yeah. I don't want to be friends with guys anymore. Like, I don't. I mean, I can be friends with guys. I'm not saying that. Bill, don't look at me like that with that sad look.
Bill's not a guy.
I can be friends with guys, but not close. I don't want to be close friends with guys. Like, I can't confide in a guy because I feel like a lot of times if I do try to, like, take on a friendship with a guy, and I'm not saying this to be, like, a dick or anything, but I feel like they start to have feelings for me that I don't want to happen.
That tends to be an unfortunate side. If you're friends with someone who is interested in your gender, sometimes things are miscommunicated and...
Comes a problem.
Yeah.
You don't want clouded.
So I've had to cut off a few friendships because of that, and I'm like, dude, no.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't go down that road. Somebody always gets hurt down that road.
Yeah. It's like, we can be friends. If you get weird, we're fucking done.
Yeah.
Don't get weird, man. Don't get weird.
There's somebody that I work with now who just, he's a nice guy and he's really funny and stuff, but he tells me, the other day at work, he's like, I love you. I'm like, don't say that kind of shit to me.
No,
like,
stop
like
it,
acting
stop,
like
stop,
a little stop. Kid, you know? Like, and I'm like, dude, I mean, yeah, we joke around, we hang out and stuff at work, but he's like, you're my best friend. I'm like,
I feel bad for you.
I said to him, I'm like, if I'm your best friend, I feel really fucking bad for you. And he's like, why? I'm like,
because I'm a
we only
friend.
See each other at work. Like, we're not even friends. Like, you're funny at work, and that's cool, but no, I'm not going to hang out with you outside of work. Sorry. I'm fucking married.
Yeah.
I think not that has anything to do with it, but
no,
I just don't.
I think that has a lot to do, a little bit.
Well, you're right, it does.
You come into the point where you're in a serious relationship and you want to be committed to somebody, and it's really hard to be friends with somebody that you like that way.
Right.
Or you could like that way.
Right.
Or that somebody, you know, could like you that way. It's hard. Unless you have, like, that, you know, in your marriage or in your relationship, those are terms that you've set up, and that's okay, but...
Right.
Fairly certain there's a dog outside now.
Now there's a dog
that's Molly.
That is dog feet. That is not cat feet.
That is a big dog.
All the animals want it.
The puppy. Oh my god, did you guys get to meet Cody and Kaylin's dog last
Roxy?
Night?
Yeah. Yes. Oh yes, I did. Oh my god, I love her.
She's like a one-ish year old German Shepherd. Aww. So she's huge, so but she's so skinny.
Yeah.
She's like dopey. She's got big feet. She just flops everywhere. They asked if they're like, "Is it okay if we let out our dog?" And I'm like,
"Yes."
That's a stupid question.
Yeah.
Please, I want to meet your dog.
Yeah, Jill.
So then I laid on the floor.
Oh my god, Jill is my dog. Jeff loves Roxy.
Yeah.
We're talking about dogs. It's an honest mistake. They're both J names. Leave me alone.
Whatever.
Would you stop it?
I kept saying that Roxy is too long for her own good.
She is. She's got this huge tail that just knocks everything over. She's a freaking wrecking ball.
That's so funny.
Love that dog.
She's great, yeah.
Oh man, it's unfortunate you guys missed the game part of the party last night.
There was a game.
We did a different take on the white elephant, you know, the present stealing game. We wrote down our birthday, month, day, and year, and then tore the paper into three separate pieces and put them in a hat. And then Justin was like the master of ceremonies for all the games, and he would pull the numbers out of a hat. He's like, okay, anybody who has a 12 in their birthday, go pick a present. So it went that way, and there was like 20 some people there, so it took forever to go through all the presents. But once all the presents were off the table, he would keep pulling numbers, and then you could get up and like steal from other people. It was fun. I came home with a promo copy of Independence Day on Blu-ray. A used deck of bicycle cards.
What?
A used copy of the two Family Guy Star Wars movies.
Nice. Ooh, yeah.
And what else we get? A box of candy canes, a $10 Dunkin' Donuts gift card, and that glittery pumpkin I gave to you guys before I left. I was like, I don't fucking want this. You take it.
I love that pumpkin.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I think that's all we came home with.
It was a glittery pumpkin that it has a switch on the bottom and it lights up and changes colors.
It's
and
like made out of
it's glitter
styrofoam.
And it's pumpkin and I love it. Yeah,
yeah. You guys can have it. It's fine.
My that's mom actually me. Has a giant glittery pumpkin that we had in the window at the old shop. So that's what came to my head when you said glittery pumpkin.
I had a really rough day the other day at work, and I was like, I'm gonna put up all my Christmas decorations. You know what's gonna make me feel better? Tons of glitter. And Aislinn's awesome. Just like, God, no, what the hell?
That's all right,
Heather. I'm just like, glitter!
I love glitter just as much as you.
Glitter is the opposite of helpful.
I love glitter. There was a guy at the party yesterday, and I had mentioned that. I was like, I put up glitter, and he's like, all I can picture is like you just throwing glitter all over the place.
Who was that?
I think he was gay, but I don't know how else to describe him. Oh, I hate to describe him like that, but I don't remember his name.
Seth. He had like short hair, and it was kind of like up in the front.
Yeah. Yeah. He was very flamboyant.
Yes. He was there with Megan? She's a bigger girl.
Long red hair.
Yeah. Had thick glasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we met them at McWiggins.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can sing their asses off.
Oh, my God.
I imagine. Okay, where do I know Joel from?
Who's Joel?
Who's Joel?
The guy with the vest and the bow tie.
Was I there when he was there?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was still there when we left.
He didn't have a goatee, did he?
No. He's like...
You don't even know what we're talking about. I know a guy named Joel with a goatee. I don't know. I was going to ask him.
But I know him. He's older. He's like 30-ish.
Older. Jesus Christ.
Well,
like the Joel I know is fucking 36.
No, I think when we did the gift exchange, his birthday was 79. So...
He would be 34.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think I saw him.
Shit. I know him from somewhere and I can't picture where.
I think Cody listens to this. Ask him.
Cody.
Hey, Cody. Where do I know Joel? I don't think Cody listens to this, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know he listens to Pog.
If
listen to Pog.
Did you guys notice that we got, like, at least 10 or 12 new likes on the
Girls
what
the hell was up
page.
With that? All of a sudden we got like a flood of likes.
Yes.
Was that your fault?
That was me.
What'd you do?
I went and invited people to like the page.
Oh.
Yeah. I just went through my friend list and was like, you should like it and you should like it and you should like it.
Yeah, there was a few people I knew, but do you know that guy that works at Target with the mohawk?
I was just going to bring him up. Yes. I'm like, the guy with the Liberty spikes that works at
Target. He went to Line
Target.
Mountain. We went to the same school.
Like, I've had very personal interactions with him, and I was like, you have a mohawk. I feel like we should be friends. So I added him on Facebook, and then a couple days later, he likes
Girls
our
on
podcast,
Girls,
and I'm like,
yeah.
How do you know about this?
Yeah. Because I sent him a thing. That was me.
So they don't necessarily all actually listen.
No, it was just like but I was like, well, if it shows up on their pages, maybe like it'll show up on like other people, so maybe it'll flood like some listeners that way.
Okay.
So it was worth a shot. I don't know if it'll up views or whatever, but I don't know. The button was there, so I used it.
Yeah.
Kurt shared our episode that from the one that he was on.
I did spell it right.
Listened to it.
It's with a C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, I just found out the other day that Sheep Marketplace got shut down.
Oh.
Like a couple days ago. And they lost like...
I hope that wasn't our fault.
They lost like 95,000 bitcoins or some shit like that. Like,
oh, God.
Like all this money like got lost. I don't think Kurt lost anything because he didn't even know about it. I texted him. I'm like, what the hell happened? I heard Sheep Marketplace got shut down. And he's like, I don't know. Let me check. And he went, he's like, wow, yeah.
He went into his furthest corners.
They think
of the
it
internet.
Was an inside job, like the people that, and they ended up stealing like all this money.
Oh, shit.
I have to pee really bad. But you guys can keep going.
Way to go, Ashley.
I was good.
God, Ashley.
No, it's fine. Do your thing. We'll just talk about you while you're gone. All
right.
You'll have to listen later to find out.
I won't.
I know. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, that's a hell of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do? That's what happens with all that weird cyber
crap. I mean, you know, when you do stuff that's, like, barely legal.
Barely legal. Good Lord.
Porn jokes. There you go, folks. You love it. Oh, man.
It's been a weird 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We had a lot of stuff going on in our little local hometown, but we'll get into that.
Oh,
in
yeah, that
episode.
We gotta save that for next episode.
Yeah, next local episode.
Crazy fucking batshit local news stories.
I did like that Centralia made it onto some like top 10 list of the creepiest places on the planet that you never want to visit.
I've been to Centralia. It's not that fucking creepy.
I didn't think it was creepy either, but I actually like it there. I think
the only creepy part is I don't think the house is still there, but the first time Jeff and I went, there was like an abandoned house like on the very, very, very edge of town next to the woods, and we were going to go in it, but it was like starting to snow, and like it looked like the floor was starting to collapse. So it was like, probably not.
Probably shouldn't go in there.
Because, yeah. I don't think, like, there were any more doors or windows on the house. So, like, the snow and the rain had been getting in and just, eating the floor.
Yeah. Centralia.
Yeah.
If any of you listeners ever get a chance, it's worth checking out.
It definitely is. I have yet to go on to the closed part of 61. That's, like, the big thing that everybody does.
Yeah, there was a photo on the list of, you know, that list of the top 10 places, and there was a photo of the big cracked, like, highway. It's like got a big crack in the middle, and the only thing I could think of when I was looking at the picture is, how the hell long ago did they take that? Because the fucking road now is completely covered in graffiti. Like, everybody that goes there just freaking writes all over everything. So I don't even know how the hell they got that picture.
It must have been like right after
photoshopped it or something. Or
and they've put up like a giant like barrier of like rocks and dirt and
but you can totally get over it though.
I know you can't like drive on it though.
No. It's really neat. And I've never been on there at all to see the road all warped and shit. It's pretty cool.
No, because we weren't sure where it was. We couldn't like find the entrance because it's so like overgrown and shit now. But
we hashed there one time, and we went down pretty far, actually, down the old highway part.
Oh, nice. I think it's funny that some of the people living there still think that, like, there actually isn't a mine fire conspiracy. I'm like, have you seen the smoke coming out of the ground? Have you seen the highway that is super cracked from like the hot earth beneath it?
And anytime it's even remotely cool outside, the smoke just like. And if you take a stick and like dig in the dirt and like anywhere, dig down far enough, like smoke will just start coming up from the ground.
Yep,
it's pretty crazy.
Did you guys say how it happened? Do you know how it happened?
The underground mine fire. Thing, why it started?
It just said it was accidental on the top 10 list.
They used to dump their trash into an abandoned mine shaft, and they're thinking decomposition, composting, plus like people were throwing in all kinds of trash, like oily rags and shit. They think it just combusted and it hit a coal vein, and it's
probably tires and shit too. I could imagine people dumping tires and stuff down there.
So all this trash decomposing in an empty mine shaft combusts, hits a coal vein, and town goes to shit.
But where was this?
Centralia.
I was talking about that. There was a top 10 list.
Yeah,
like,
I did read that.
Yeah, you commented. Oh my god. Like, that Island of the Dolls that you guys were telling about made the list.
Who piles that many skulls and skeletons under a city? Like, that's some shit.
I read, like, I
Let's
learned about that.
Let's just throw all of our dead down in the shaft.
I learned about that in French class. Like, they would just.
It's a city under the city.
Oh my god, I would love to take a freaking tour.
It's probably like closed.
No. They have tours. Like, you can take tours under the streets of Paris.
Sweetie, can we get married and then just
go to Paris?
You can go to Paris and not get married.
For the honeymoon?
You can get married to go to Paris.
Well, I think the only
that's the rules. They don't let you into Paris unless you're married.
It's the
city of love, okay?
You get married for love.
We can get divorced right after. It's okay.
It's not the city of really, really like.
Well, you don't even have to get divorced. If it's within a certain window, you can just have an annulment.
Yeah. All right, yeah,
as
let's
long as
do
you
that.
Don't have sex. There you go.
Yeah.
And just claim that your marriage is invalid.
We don't. I have a feeling they won't let us in. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I've always wanted to see that.
Go on vacation when, you know, we're rich and
good luck getting Bill across the Atlantic.
Yeah, you're going to have to get me on a fucking airplane.
Oh, God.
I ain't going on a plane, Hannibal.
What about a boat?
Knock him out. Just knock him out and drag him on the
boats
plane.
Boats sink, Ashley.
Yeah, sharks in water.
So do boats, or so do planes.
Planes don't sink, they crash.
They go down into the ocean and then they sink.
You have more of a chance of dying in a car accident than in a plane crash.
It's true. Plane crashes are highly survivable.
That's fine by me. I know. I still won't.
No, dude, I feel you.
High to fall.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It is
scary. Can I drug you?
I actually, Jeff and I had planned on visiting California to see my brother this past year, and I talked to my doctor about it, and he gave me some anti-anxiety pills to take before I got on the plane.
Nice.
He's like, you'll want to only take these, like, he's like, you want to take these probably when you get the plane, so that you don't, like, go unconscious in the airport, because he's like, if you need to relax, I will give you something that you can relax and probably sleep the entire flight.
There you go.
Take
one of Aislinn's pills.
Lorazepam. Get some.
Oh, yeah.
You could also go to the doctor and get your own, Lauren.
What?
You well, just go taking to somebody else's medication. No, he'll kind of illegal.
You really can just go to the doctor and be like, I really need some lorazepam. I'm going on an airplane.
If you explain the reasons, they will. But
really?
No, he didn't give me a lot. He only prescribed me like enough for the trip there and the trip back.
Two pills.
And they were like really small dosages.
Yeah.
I never took it before. So he's like, I'm just going to give you a really low dosage. If, you know, one doesn't do the trick, take another one after like half an hour.
I'm a fan of the Xanax.
I
very, 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 very rarely ever take it. But
I was about to comment on
fun.
That, and then I realized that people can hear this, and I don't have a prescription for that.
Oh, pff,
so
whatever.
You just said it.
I'm just gonna say it anyway.
So we have to start over.
No, I don't care.
Beep 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 beep.
Why does it matter?
I'm kidding.
I don't have a prescription for it either.
Because her mom listens to
it. Oh,
that's not even true. What? Oh no, she stopped.
Oh cool. Oh cool.
That's good.
Why are you making a face?
This will be the one she listens to.
Right?
My daughter's taking drugs. I don't take it for like recreational purposes, Xanax is a good medication for anxiety.
Yeah, let's anywho, not talk about controlled substances.
You guys are no fun.
Lord. The wrong person could listen to this and find us.
And do what?
I don't know.
That's try true. To prove what it somehow. What are they going to do?
Guess steal my blood? Good fucking luck.
You gonna test me? Go ahead and try.
I'll pee in prove a cup it. And you ain't taking no blood. It's my blood.
I have a hard time. I have a hard time peeing in a cup. I don't know about you, but nah. I think that it's completely unfair that it's like 2-3 inches. Well, and I have terrible aim.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to aim. You put the cup like against your body.
Yeah, I
well,
guess if you hold that, it right up there.
I do that too, but for some reason, I either pee like forward or back, and it doesn't. I don't know. I have a weird stream. I don't
sometimes
know.
It does.
You didn't
go
need to know that about me, but
no.
Yeah,
it happens.
I don't know.
It happens.
I was in the ER once, and they put like a special thing on top of it.
Oh, I liked yeah, that. Yeah.
I'm
not sure what that was in reference to.
What
I don't even know.
What are we talking about?
What time are we at?
This is absurd.
We're getting there. We're just going like further and further down the well.
Yeah, we just need.
What was our topic?
Stuff. We didn't have
a
topic.
We're just kind of catching up. Like, all right, shit that's happening.
But
in
I
the
talked
last
my
weeks
disappoint
since.
The disappointment topic that was probably this episode.
Yeah, the thing right. That was actually a kind of topic.
Yeah.
Thing that you needed to get out there.
Yeah, I just had to get it out.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I'm getting over it. I'm trying to be nicer about things and not dwell on like things that piss me off.
Yeah. It's hard.
It is hard, but fuck it.
You gotta let it go. I have a hard time with that, too.
Drugs help.
Jesus, Lauren!
So,
just kidding!
This episode is brought to you by Blueberry Honey Wine.
Is that wine or mead?
It says honey wine. This honey wine is mead.
Okay. I have an actual bottle of honey mead at home.
It's 11% alcohol by volume. So,
Lauren is over here.
I've only had a little bit of a glass.
It's true. You haven't drank that much. No. But, if you need to buy yourself some blueberry honey wine,
Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair.
Mount you might Hope be able State. To find some on Amazon.
Oh. Maybe.
I have no idea if Amazon sells alcohol, but you can look.
I don't doubt it.
I'm looking.
Look
but
for
we're
it.
Find out.
Find them.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't think they sell like any kind of alcohol or tobacco.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. Because, I mean, how are you going to prove age? Really?
Yeah.
Probably just put in your license number.
I don't know.
Although you could just get your mom's license number.
I don't think they would do that over Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning that, by the way. Don't do that.
You can make your own.
Okay. You can get kits to make your own honey wine or mead or probably beer from Amazon.
Whatever you want.
So, go to that there, popularoutcast.com.
If you're over 21.
I feel like we should. You don't have to be over 21 to go to popularoutcast.com.
Well, no, but if you're going to buy alcohol or alcohol-making supplies.
Lauren, I know we've talked about this, but don't ever have kids.
I won't.
Oh, God.
Don't worry.
Guys, I'm trying to do the fucking Amazon ad.
Sorry.
Shut up. Clear cookies, or I've heard about this new thing, the incognito mode. That's for when you're searching porn there, folks, and you don't want people to find out.
I gotta remember
that. Or when
that.
You go on Amazon, apparently.
Yeah, you go into the incognito mode, you open a new browser, you clear your cookies, one of those three things, click on that purple banner, you do your Amazon shopping, and if you've been listening to episodes before, you know the rest. You know that we get some cheddar from that. Sorry. Kashi crackers, country
we
cheddar.
We have almost
they're really good.
It's been going really good with the Amazon donations. We've almost saved up enough to buy a cruise ship, right?
Getting close. Yeah.
Those cruise ships.
Where so are we close. Going, guys? On our cruise ship.
Everywhere.
Are we going to buy some Cristal for a cruise ship?
You don't know. We might. We'll get on... Oh, wait, we can't do that anymore. We'll get on the cheap marketplace and get ourselves some human slaves, too.
Yes, while we're at it. You kind of have to. You have to have somebody to run.
Mail order bride. Who wants a mail order bride? Yeah?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
No, that's terrible. We don't condone that in the least.
No.
Don't do that.
No.
That's not cool.
It's for your own, unless, you know,
you want to be a bride.
Yeah, what if you live in Russia and you want to move to America, God knows why, but
I'm done.
And you're like, hey man, like I'll just marry some fat ugly guy from United States.
In that case, take an ad out on Craigslist.
Oh, there you go.
Seriously.
Craigslist.
That will tie into the next episode. Craigslist. All right.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.